Good morning. We are going to bring you updates throughout the show on The Takeaway this morning on what is going on in Libya. It appears as though news could change very rapidly in that country today. I'm joined to get it again by our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
I don't know if you saw Gaddafi's speech yesterday. Did you watch it?
I consumed nearly the entire thing. Yeah, I consumed about an hour of it.
Where he was actually back to form. Gaddafi often gives very long, very rambling speeches. So his 23-second comments the day before were totally not according to character. But during his speech yesterday, he refused to step down. He swore he would die a hero, among many other things. The UN Security Council predictably condemned Gaddafi's crackdown on anti-government protesters. They also demanded an immediate end to that violence, although they didn't say how they would back up those demands. A press statement agreed on by all 15 council members expressed grave concern at the situation in Libya. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has actually encouraged the use of force against civilians. Joining us now is Lord David Owen, former British Foreign Secretary, also served as an EU negotiator in former Yugoslavia in the 1990s. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, the UN Security Council often condemns lots of things. Does this condemnation of the violence in Libya, this demand that the violence end, does that carry any teeth?
Practically nothing. Words are cheap, and as you already know, Mr. Gaddafi, he takes no notice of that sort of thing. The only thing this man understands is power and the potential use of force against him. And we have to make it quite sure that he does not unleash the power of the Libyan Air Force on the crowds of demonstrators in his country. And he's quite capable of doing it.
But how do we do that? Some people were suggesting that we establish a no-fly zone over the country, which clearly would probably be a good idea. But how does one do that?
Well, technically, it's quite easy to do. I mean, we have NATO air bases, the British in Cyprus, the Italians all around. I no doubt America has an aircraft carrier, as we speak, in the Mediterranean. And there are other countries that could contribute, too. It would be a very good thing, of course, if you could get a contribution from the Egyptian Air Force, because it would then be seen not to be just a Western action. But to do that, you need to be asked to do it by the United Nations, and that means you have to have 9 votes in the Security Council and no vetoes. We did this very successfully, America, France, and Britain, in 1991. You may remember when Saddam Hussein was bombing the Kurds, and they were all being pushed up into the mountains, and we saw those terrible pictures. We had a no-fly zone, and from that moment on, the Kurds were saved. And we did eventually, after months and months of argument, impose a no-fly zone in Bosnia. And from that moment on, practically no plane or helicopter flew.
Lord Owen, the other tool that the UN seems to have is sanctions. People are talking about a no-fly zone or sanctions. While there's acute violence going on, while Gaddafi's forces are attacking people in the streets, do economic sanctions do anything, or is that more of a long-term solution? Can it accomplish anything now?
No, it's a medium-term solution. It is not in the immediate thing going to stop anything. We've already sold him the planes. We've sold him the ammunition. We've sold him the guns. And he's got them. And the question is, can we persuade more of the Libyan Air Force, Army, and Navy to effectively either fly as they did to Malta or change sides and refuse to accept his orders? If they know that if they fly against these people, their own people, they risk not only being shot down, but also being tried for war crimes. That's why it's extremely important that a resolution is passed by the Security Council, making what Colonel Gaddafi is doing illegal.
Well, Lord Owen, let me take a listen to this comment that Gaddafi made during his very long address yesterday.
The Libyan penal code before the revolution says, any Libyan who uses weapons against Libya is sentenced to death.
And Gaddafi actually very clearly called upon his own supporters to back that up by going out and hunting down protesters. And we have reports that they're handing out guns on the street. That's the kind of violence that a no-fly zone would not solve.
No, we can't go in on the ground. I know what you're arguing. And, of course, there is an understandable feeling that you're not stopping the violence by having a no-fly zone, what you're doing is at least stopping the tremendous horror of bombs falling on people in crowded streets or squares for the mere fact that they are dissenting from the Libyan regime of Colonel Gaddafi. You are helping, if you like, the resistance, but you are not stopping the fighting. That has to be, I'm afraid, in a civil war, a struggle that it takes place for the Libyans. We can't put troops on the ground.
Well, I read a piece in a Foreign Policy magazine from Peter Feaver. You may have read the same one, in which he argues that a no-fly zone would escalate the conflict in that region, would actually ramp it up a bit and have dangerous consequences. What's your response to that?
Well, my response to it is we have used it, and it's been effective. The question is, can we get the planes there? Have the planes got airfields or carrier bases so that they can fly? The answer is yes. Are they able to shoot down the Libyan air forces? The answer is yes. We might have some deaths on our own side for doing this, but we have armed services who take that risk on our behalf. And the question is can we get the authorization to do it by the UN? I'm not in favor of doing it unilaterally, other than in the most ghastly circumstances. I think it is inconceivable, actually, that we would just stand by and watch Gaddafi, a tyrant, literally bomb his people in a genocide, as that would be. I don't think it's possible for us to stand aside, actually. But we must try desperately to get this as a UN-authorized action.
And it certainly is very difficult to hear these recordings of protesters begging for help on the streets, saying Muammar Gaddafi is killing us.
He's also opening up, you know, from the Navy in doing this. We saw this in Yugoslavia. And when we acted much too late. At least we checked some of the violence. It took many years to get a settlement.
Lord David Owen, a former British Foreign Secretary, and he's also the EU negotiator in former Yugoslavia in the 1990s, so he knows whereof he speaks. Thank you, Lord Owen, so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We will continue to keep you updated on what's going on in Libya as details come in. Do give us your take on the situation. If you have a reaction to what's going on there, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.